7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back again with another episode. Mr. Shits and Giggles is here along with Mr. Tom Schultz. Tom, how's it going?
It's a good day, Josh. You know, we're sitting here. Tim's not here.
He's not.
And we're talking some fantasy football. We haven't been covering it too much. I'm excited to get back into fantasy mode.
Rumor is Mike Jackson thought about pulling out of the fight with Mr. Phil Brooks, also known as CM Punk. Tim has been brought up as a possible alternate in the UFC 225, if that's what it is, or 226 card, which would be the main event.
They're about the same size, same experience, so it would make sense. Both of them are kind of MMA journalists, do a bunch of sports coverage for MMA community, so it'd be an interesting fight. I'd probably take Tim with triangle choke, though.
Honestly, he's got some pointy elbows.
He does.
I've rolled with him before.
I've seen him choke out a guy that's 250 pounds.
That is true.
Draft day last year.
That is true.
What's
made
up,
him
Jared?
Cry. Made him cry.
And he left.
Yeah.
Left his Will Fuller jersey or whatever jersey it was.
Yeah, it's Will Fuller. I gave it back to him.
Oh.
Yeah. But we are talking about today of NFL draft strategies for fantasy football. And it's going to be interesting because we are going with a highly regarded draft strategy, which is running back heavy. So we are going often and heavy with these running backs in this draft, and it could be good or bad. Tom, what are some of your pros and cons of this strategy?
You look at how fantasy football is headed right now. Back-to-back years of stacked NFL draft classes with running backs, so the position is kind of stacked. We saw last year the teams that won fantasy football last year had stud running backs leading them to victory, especially in a PPR format. We will be doing a half-point PPR mock draft here for you guys, but it just adds so much value to the position. Right now, every mock I'm doing, running backs are going super early.
Yeah.
And running backs
that you wouldn't even think about going early.
Yeah.
Jerick McKinnon, you said, possibly hitting the late second round now.
So if you want good running backs, you're going to have to get them early and try to go with this draft strategy. And we've seen year in, year out, running backs lead you to championships. Get them early.
So we are going to go ahead and start off this. And, of course, you would think the host that's narrating this would have the mock draft in front of him, but that's not how we do things here. So Tom has the mock draft in front of him. We are going to be in position 3. We've already picked that spot. I'm pretty sure it was like auto-designated to us. So position 3, and who were the first two picks?
Josh, you're going to be happy.
Okay.
Le'Veon Bell and Zeke Elliott went 1-2.
There we go.
So right now we're trying to stick to the running back spot. We got Gurley, David Johnson, Kamara. What are you thinking?
To be honest, a lot of people are going to be thinking about taking that bandwagon jump on Alvin Kamara, and especially with no Mark Ingram. And honestly, that kind of popped into my head for a minute. But I think you have to take the clear-cut guy who is getting handoff after handoff and being utilized in the offensive passing game, and you have to take Todd Gurley.
Oh, I agree 100%. He should have went number one in this draft.
He should have been.
People saying that he's not the number one overall player in fantasy football are a little crazy to me. That Los Angeles Rams offense runs through him. He's a great receiving back. He's a good running, also running in between the tackles. He's a do-it-all bell cow running back, scores a ton of touchdowns. Great pick here. I'm locking it in, Josh.
Yeah, I like that. So right now, running back, heavy draft strategy. We're going Todd Gurley with our first pick. I like where we're at with that. Honestly, that's our first pick. And obviously, we didn't talk about this, and we said we were going to talk about it before we go to any other picks, because obviously the draft room is now making their picks. We're obviously going to take a hit at wide receiver, right?
Yes. If you are doing this draft strategy, you're probably not going to take a wide receiver until round 4 or 5, especially we're playing in a flex league right here. So you could start your two normal running backs and then a running back at the flex spot as well.
Now, we will say this too, because some people think of a running back heavy draft strategy such as this, even with the flex, they go running back, then they'll go a wide receiver, and then a running back. So you're still going running back heavy in a sense because you're going 2-1-1. We're probably, if it falls correctly the way that we're thinking, we're probably going to go 3.
Yeah.
And then a wide receiver because we're going to a true running back heavy draft here. But if it does fall to the 2-1-1, we may go that route as well.
Yeah.
So, next pick is up. What are our options, Tom?
All right. So AJ Green, Doug Baldwin, Zach Ertz just went in the second round. Right now we got LeSean McCoy. We got Mark Ingram, too early for him. Christian McCaffrey, Devontae Freeman, Jerick McKinnon. Those are the best running backs available for us. What are you thinking?
Honestly, again, you have to reiterate the fact that this is a half-point PPR. Yep. Right now, you're going to have three running backs on that team, or on the three running backs that are available to get drafted in CMC, Freeman, and Jerick McKinnon, who are all probably going to catch maybe around 60 to 80 balls, correct?
You could throw McCoy in
there. Yeah, you could throw McCoy in there, too.
If he's healthy. Yep. And
and if they have a quarterback to throw the ball and not throw in interceptions.
Yeah, for me, I'm knocking McCoy off this list right here.
It's kind of crazy to think that McCoy's going to drop out of the second round, possibly.
Yeah, there is a chance. For me, though, I'm leaning toward Freeman.
Okay.
We've seen what he can do in the receiving department. I think that adds a nice little element. He's inside my – he's running back 11 for me right now. So we're getting the number one running back and the number 11 running back. I feel pretty good with that.
I'm a big Christian McCaffrey believer, and I think he's going to catch a lot of balls in the Carolina Panthers offense. I would probably lean a little bit towards Christian McCaffrey, but I do like the Freeman pick here. So – getting your clear-cut number one and two guy here, running back heavy, I can live with that. Freeman will be the guy for me.
We will lock that in. They also have different bye weeks, which is also something important, something you have to be paying attention to.
Yeah, you don't want to be drafting these guys that have the same exact bye week. Please don't do that. Some people say it doesn't matter, and in a sense, it may not, because you could have four guys with the same bye week. That's almost an automatic loss that week. And you got to remember, you're playing fantasy football, yes, for a full season, but you're also playing week to week to week. The goal is to win on a weekly basis.
And if you are in any kind of really competitive league, one game could make the difference.
It could.
Between playoffs and missing out and being in that consolation loser's
exactly.
bracket.
It happened to me. I got a tattoo. So happened to Spencer. He should have gotten his eyebrows shaved.
All right, so we're picking at 3, so it's a quick turnaround, but Shady just went. Okay. Tyreek Hill, Mark Ingram, that's probably a little earlier than I expect to see him go, and then Thielen. So, Josh, we got your boy, Christian McCaffrey. I don't even think I got to tell you who else is on the board. You want to go with him since you kind of let me get the last guy?
Yeah, I think Christian McCaffrey here is a lock for me. Again, he's going to catch a lot of balls in that Carolina offense. They did add wide receiver DJ Moore in the draft. But other than that, they didn't really add much else. So I think Christian McCaffrey here, they did add a running back, right?
They got C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson. He sucks. It doesn't matter.
He'll be in that J. Stewart.
Yeah, he'll be eating some of the carries, but honestly, he's hot garbage. So Christian McCaffrey, lock it up.
So Josh, so far we got Gurley, Freeman, and Christian McCaffrey in a half-point PPR league.
What were some of those wide receivers that were available? Even though I didn't care, now I'm curious.
Josh Gordon, Alshon, we got Stephon Diggs, T.Y. Cook.
Stop there.
There's no
Christian McCaffrey
no
is going to catch the same amount of balls, if not more, than some of those wide receivers.
Have you seen him?
He's going to be rushing the ball.
He is jacked up right
now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he's they say he's working out, but
he's
yeah,
on that
he's,
Andrew Luck
he's,
diet.
He's yoked out of his mind, if you guys haven't seen the picture, so just FYI.
So we go a little bit between here and our next pick. All right, so right now we got three running backs.
So the true running back heavy draft strategy is being implemented. Three running backs to start it out. And those three running backs in a half point PPR, you're getting three of them that probably all catch 100 balls or 60 to 80 balls.
Yeah, which that's A plus right there.
Yeah.
I think we've got an A plus so far through this draft. We could either go another running back here and truly live out this. You know, we got some of the rookies left, Geis. We got Penny. Alex Collins, who was kind of a late surger last year. Kenyon Drake, same thing. Or there's a couple receivers I still like on the board. We got AR-15, Golden Tate, Juju, Marvin Jones. Who's sticking out for you?
Honestly, it's two guys. I would almost want to go wide receiver here because
yeah, I'm in agreement.
You're going into a draft, and if you don't have a true number one wide receiver, you're kind of doomed. So Juju, I like Juju, but he's not your true number one. You have Antonio Brown there. Juju did put up some spectacular numbers last year, and now Martavis Bryant. And then if you look at the running backs, like you discussed, it was who was the top one? The rookies, right?
Two rookies, Geis and Penny. You got Kenyon Drake, Alex Collins.
So I'm looking at those running backs. We have three already, so that means we have two running backs. We already have a guy in the flex. We need to fill out this roster a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's go wide receiver.
Okay. What are you liking between Robinson, Tate, Juju, and Marvin Jones?
It's got to be the best available. Best player on the board, AR-15. Yep. Yes, I know he's coming off of a ACL surgery, guys. I know it's kind of a gamble on this guy, but you got to remember what he did when he was on the Jacksonville Jaguars. With Blake Bortles throwing him the ball. Now, Mitch Trubisky may not be much better than Blake Bortles, but you have to remember the system that the Kansas City Chiefs ran and what Mr. Nagy ran there as well. I think AR-15, if 100% healthy, he should have a very good year. At least 6 to 8 touchdowns, should top 1,000 yards.
Out of all the guys left, he's the only one, in my eyes, that has the potential to be a wide receiver one.
Yep.
I think we're getting absolute steal here. He's right outside my wide receiver one rankings right now. I believe I have him at 14. So I think this is good value. I'm all in on AR-15 with all you, right. Josh.
I like it. Let's lock it.
All right, so another quick turnaround. We saw Drake go off the board. Brady went off the board, and a good tight end, Jimmy Graham. So right now we got a couple good running backs that we talked about last time. We had Rashad Penny still available, Geis, Juju, Alex Collins. I think we should go get another running back. I'm not the biggest Juju fan. I like the player, but you look last year, two of his three highest scoring games came when Antonio Brown was out of the lineup.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a negative for me. I would rather completely solidify this running back spot and get one of these rookies here, Josh.
Yeah, we're at a weird spot right here. And, again, you can go with Juju as your number two wide receiver. Again, and there's no more Martavis Bryant there, but you do have a James Washington, highly touted rookie that they did draft this year. Could go tight end. I think the way that we're thinking is running back because this is the strategy we want to go. If we go with a running back here, such as if we go with Geis, Penny, or Chubb, or whoever else that we want to go with, we're taking complete upside because you know what happens during the season? Running backs get injured.
Yep.
And this is the whole purpose of a running back heavy draft because if your number one running back or number two running back in Freeman goes down, you have CMC that can slide in as your number two, and then you could take Penny or you could take Geis, and they could slide into your flex. So, true running back heavy strategy. I'm cool with going with a running back here.
Geis and Penny, they're both right next to each other in my ranks. But I think Geis, he's going to be a one and two down back, first and second down back. I think Penny has more of a chance to be a three-down running back in this Seattle Seahawks offense. They also drafted him in the first round. They are going to use him. That's who I think we should go with here.
I completely agree, Tom. Believe me, I am a huge Chris Carson fan. I love Chris Carson, but you do not draft a running back in the first round and decline trade offers right after you drafted him not to start this guy from day one. Penny is the choice if we're going with a running back.
So, our first four running backs, now, I don't know, not trying to harp on this, all four of them have different buys. That is perfect. That's locked us in my eyes that we could start three every week as long as there's no injuries, barring injuries, and we're good.
If Penny had a bye week the same as one of those other threes, I'd be completely fine with it.
It's just added value right there. All right, so a long time till our next pick. Guy I wanted just went off the board, Michael Crabtree.
Yep.
He's one of my ideal candidates to be my wide receiver, too, being in Baltimore. Another receiver, Robert Woods. Not many receivers I like right now on the board, Josh. It's kind of, I think, where we need to go. We got Sammy Watkins, Dez, who's not on a team anymore, Pierre Garçon, Devin Funchess, Chris Hogan, Randall Cobb. There's a quarterback I'm liking. Are you into going quarterback right here? We got Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, Big Ben.
What round are we in right
this
now?
This is six.
Sixth round. So I am a firm believer that you don't take a quarterback before round seven. But with those wide receivers that you just told me, I would rather have that added value of a quarterback and make sure I get a quarterback rather than kind of supplementing or sacrificing on just because I need a wide receiver.
And everyone in this draft loves tight ends.
Yeah.
Because the best available ones, Rudolph and then Jordan Reed.
Yeah, we can wait on tight end.
Yeah, so I don't think there's a point in going at tight end right here. I think Drew Brees adds some consistency. You know, he had a little bit of a down year last year, but he's almost guaranteed to get you close to 20 points per week. And you put that consistency in with the top-tier running back talent we have, I think that's nice right there.
And you got to remember, they added a Cameron Meredith. They added, tight end.
Watson.
Ben Watson. He's not the most prolific tight end, but he is a body that has been in that offense before. And you got to remember, Alvin Kamara is going to command a lot of attention out of that backfield.
Yep.
So I think you're going to see a lot of Drew Brees throwing the ball this year. So I'm fine with Drew Brees. I actually, as much as I don't like taking quarterback before the seventh round, I can live with that because I think Drew Brees is going to have a bounce back year, and this would make a lot of sense for our team right here.
And this kind of just shows that you kind of have to roll with how your draft's going.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of tight ends go off the board. Drew Brees, I believe, was the eighth best quarterback available in this mock, according to the ranks. And he was the best guy available. So quarterbacks, tight ends are going early. No point to reach on a position where we don't think the right value is there.
Yeah, agreed, agreed.
All right, so we just had, oh, God, you're not going to be happy. So, obviously, I think we have to go wide receiver next. Really don't want to reach on a guy, but Watkins, Dez, Garçon were the next three picks. So some of the better wide receivers, we just had Cousins go. So we got Devin Funchess, Hogan, Marquise Goodwin, Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson. What are you thinking?
I think we got to go wide receiver, man. And
still, Rudolph is the best tight end available.
Okay.
We're good at running backs. I think we got to go wide out.
Yeah, if we go wide out here, I think we have to go Funchess because you got to look at it. They added a DJ Moore. Yeah, we do have Christian McCaffrey on our team. He is a Panther. We don't have a number two wide receiver yet. We're using McCaffrey as a flex. Honestly, I think we try to get some wide receivers that have some opportunity to be number one, number two guys on their team. Right now, Funchess is that guy. DJ Moore is there. He's at least a number one or a number two, or a 1A and a 1B.
Completely agree with you, Josh. You know, people forget that the Panthers spent a second-round pick on Funchess.
If Garçon was there, I would have taken Garçon.
I agree with that as well. Funchess, last year, kind of emerged. He wasn't being drafted in most leagues. We kind of talked him up a little bit, saying he was a late-round flyer people should target. But I'm okay with Funchess. He's our wide receiver two right now, but he's got the potential to be the wide receiver one on that Panthers team. And we saw last year he was a wide receiver two.
Yeah.
All right, so a bunch of rookies going off the board, running backs. Don't need to worry about them. We are on the clock. Josh, we got good running backs, a couple good receivers left. But a guy I'm looking at, you know, I brought up Kyle Rudolph, our last two picks. He's still there. Pretty much every other team in this draft has a tight end. So he's there. We also got Jamal Williams, probably the number one running back for the Packers. Chris Thompson, a PPR threat. I feel good with where we're at running back. Cooper Kupp's there. We got Sanders, Will Fuller. So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking we fill out this roster. We take the best tight end available. And you got to remember, who is the quarterback now for the Minnesota Vikings?
Kirk Cousins.
And what did he like to do? He liked to throw the ball to one Jordan Reed.
Even Vernon Davis.
So I'm okay with taking Mr. Rudolph here. I like it. Fills our roster out. We still are heavy at running back. And believe me, we're not done.
What if I kind of want Cooper Kupp here, Josh.
I don't hate Cooper Kupp. I don't hate him at all. But it's you know what? It's your call, Tom.
I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna get Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Put there him in. Go. Hopefully, Cooper Kupp. This is the turn right here. Hopefully, he lands to us in the ninth round.
You gotta think though, Cooper Kupp. How many different playmakers are on that team?
I agree with that. The one thing I do like about him though, you gotta look at Sammy Watkins was on that team last year. He was more of a red zone threat for that team. A lot of people don't realize that. They lost him, brought Brandon Cookson, who's more of that deep threat. I don't consider him much of a red zone threat. So I think Kupp, he was a top 30 PPR receiver last year.
Yeah.
If his touchdowns do go up, but yeah, they're going to be spreading the football around. I agree. That's what Sean McVay likes to do. All right, we're going to lock Cooper Kupp, or Kyle Rudolph in. And Cooper Kupp just went off the board.
Well, there we go. So
can I go back and change the pick, Josh?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, Cooper Kupp, Parker, and Jamal Williams, and Chris Thompson just went. So we got two receivers on our team. Every other spot's filled up pretty much. We got Emmanuel Sanders on the board, Will Fuller, Robbie Anderson, Nelson Aguilar, DJ Moore, Sterling Shepard, Isaiah Crowell. What are you thinking?
First couple names that pop into my head, Sterling Shepard. I love Robbie Anderson because, you know, he just does what the hell he wants in the offseason. He doesn't care. He tells cops to F off.
Don't bring your wife around
him. Yeah, don't bring your wife around him. And honestly, Will Fuller popped into my mind as well when you said that because if Deshaun Watson's coming back, Will Fuller is a monster when Deshaun Watson's throwing the ball. But who was the first wide receiver you said?
Sanders.
Sanders, even though the Broncos drafted all those wide receivers, two wide receivers, you still have to have faith in Sanders because that offense needs a wide receiver and a proven wide receiver. I think Sanders makes a lot of sense for us.
And if you compare Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, their numbers have been pretty similar since they've both been in Denver. I like Case Keenum going there. I think that's a big-time upgrade at the wide receiver spot. So I agree with you 100%. I think Sanders, there in the ninth round, it's good value. He's our wide receiver three, and he's just going to give you that consistent floor at the wide receiver spot. Even if we're just putting him in the two bye weeks that we need for our two starters, I think he's got a good chance to score you double digits.
Yeah, if he's your bye week plug and play, I'm okay with that.
100%. I'd prefer him over Demaryius, who went in the fourth round.
Yeah.
4-1 is where Demaryius went.
That's crazy.
And we got Emmanuel Sanders at 9-3.
Yeah, I'll live with that.
Agree with you 100%. All right, so now we're waiting 18 spots, so we're up next.
Ugh.
All right, starting to get ugly. Round 10, best available right now. We got Jordan Reed, Kelvin Benjamin, Josh Doctson.
Nope.
Ty Montgomery.
Nope.
Rashard Matthews.
Ugh. Actually, I don't like Rashard Matthews. I don't mind him.
You got Nick Chubb, Chance, Devontae Booker, James White. Those are the best available right here.
Well, I hate all those wide receivers. They're equivalent of dirt. And James White is he may get some more touches now with Deion Lewis gone, but they still have newly acquired running back Sonny Michel. And Rex Burkhead is still there. So I think we have to take upside and hope that Hyde is going to get cut and go with Mr. Chubb.
I actually like that, Josh. I really didn't think I'd want a running back here because with how our roster's looking, we got four very good running backs who I feel comfortable with. But getting him, that's a potential like mid-year guy you could sell and get an upgrade at the wide receiver spot. I think Chubb's the most talented running back on this team. And getting him in the 10th round, a high upside rookie who was the third running back, I believe, off the board in this year's draft, that's good value right there. Obviously, the Cleveland Browns respect him and are expecting a lot from him. I'm down for getting him there.
Think about this, too. You have Carlos Hyde that they signed in the offseason, right?
Yep.
And then you go out and you draft Chubb early. What does that say right there? Either A, they want to pair Hyde and Chubb up, or B, they said, screw Hyde, let's bring in Chubb and pair him with Duke Johnson.
Yep.
And I'm going to lean towards the latter.
Chubb's our fifth running back.
Yeah, that's I like that.
So I'm feeling good.
What the hell was that?
Something just like came out of the ceiling at me.
That was weird.
All right.
I thought it was like a giant spider at first.
It's a quick turnaround. Going to be in the 11th round. Ty Montgomery, Kelvin Benjamin, Josh Doctson, and Rishard Matthews just went off the board. Matthews was a guy I was looking to target there, potentially be the number one wide receiver in Tennessee.
I'd rather take Kelvin Johnson over all those guys.
All right, Josh, we got one of your boys from Tampa, DeSean Jackson, available. We got another tight end, Jordan Reed, Booker, Corey Clement, Cam Meredith. Someone I'm looking at, Josh, here. It's a guy we both kind of talked about on Twitter, a guy I've been targeting a lot in best ball leagues. I think it's a little early. It's one of your favorite Buccaneers receivers, Chris Godwin, right
Chris
here.
Chris Godwin, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to reach our first reach of the draft. Rightfully so, though. Yes, above D-Jax, we're going to go with Chris Godwin. He, in my opinion, is the number two guy on that team. And you got to remember, the running backs that they have are not the best running backs in the world. You have Peyton Barber, and you also have the rookie that they drafted, Rojo, Paul Perkins 2.0. And then I think they're going to throw the ball a lot. And Chris Godwin has proved his worth. We said it last year when he got drafted. He was one of the most, in my opinion, undervalued wide receivers in the draft. And he actually went a lot higher than I thought to my Bucks. I love the value and I love the possibilities of Chris Godwin this year. And he's, what, our number three?
Our number four.
Our number four. Even better.
And
even
we only got to start two.
Even better.
Our running back is absolutely stacked. Love that pick. I think it's a little early, personally, but I'm cool getting him right there. All right, so now it's 18 picks again until we're going. I'm not going to list everyone going off the board. But one notable pick, 12th round, Jaguars. Went right before us. You think about defense here, Josh? Is this too early for defense?
You know what? I don't care. Everybody says, year after year after year, fill your team and fill your bench spots before you touch defense and kicker. If one of the top defenses are staring at me in the face, now if it was Jacksonville, hands down, whoop, just like that. But what are the defenses that are available? The Eagles, I'm assuming?
Everyone
besides the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I like the Eagles personally, defense and special teams wise. If they are staring me in the face, and I have the option between the Eagles and, say, Peyton Barber, or what wide receivers are available?
Let me list who else is available right now. We got Eric Ebron.
Yeah.
DeMarco Murray.
Oh, good.
Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah.
Frank Gore. Mariota. Jameis. Sproles.
The only one I would consider is Frank Gore, just because I think it might be a timeshare with Kenyon Drake. But give me the best defense available. I like where your head was at. Let's go with defense.
We're going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles here. That was in the 12th round. I don't think that's too early. I think it's still good value, and especially with how we've addressed our roster, super deep at running back, little weak at wide receiver, but I feel comfortable with the four guys we have on our roster right now.
Yeah, you got to also think this too. You're going heavy running back. You're going light at wide receiver. You have to make up the difference somewhere.
Yep.
And if the difference is going to come in the form of a defense, drafting a little bit early, and you're going to get one of the top three defenses, then that's what should make your difference right there. That's what should make up your mind.
All right, so Ebron, DeMarco Murray, not on a team yet, just went as well. Peyton Barber. So we're sitting here, you know, kind of just listed a bunch of the guys. There's still a bunch of good quarterbacks left, Josh. I really do like Drew Brees. He is consistent, but he has shown that on the road he's less consistent. I kind of like that strategy. I used it last year, starting him at home and trying to find someone else when he was on the road. We got Jameis, Dak, Pip Rivers, your boy, Marcus Mariota, Alex Smith, and then a bunch of defenses, Gio Bernard, Darren Sproles. You like getting two quarterbacks?
I like getting quarterback here. And even though we have Drew Brees, you got to remember he was down a little bit last year. I like Alex Smith if he was still on the Chiefs.
Yep.
Him going to the less talented wide receiver core of the Redskins kind of already marks him off my board. Let's just go Tom Brady. Is he available?
No, he's not.
No, he's gone.
Your boy Jameis. You got Pip Rivers, your other boy. Marcus Mariota, Dak. Those are the top four.
As much as I would want to go with Jameis, I'm trying to steer clear of guys that are, like, on my team, besides Chris Godwin, because I have faith in him. I like Phillip Rivers and Mariota. I'm sorry, I've just lost faith in Mariota. Yep. So, Phillip Rivers, you got to look at this. In my mind, Hunter Henry was supposed to take this huge leap this year.
Yep.
He goes down, ACL. So they're going to run a lot of three wide receiver sets. A ton of them. If not four wide receiver sets. They have no tight end. Who's their tight end? Virgil Green, right?
Yep. That's a starter.
That's poo. You have to sign Antonio Gates, and you're probably going to have to give him twice as much money. But Phillip Rivers is going to air the ball out. So, Phillip Rivers, I like it.
I like that. And as well, Josh, what's also important when you are drafting two quarterbacks, make sure they have different buys.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees, two quarterbacks, different buys. It's a nice little combo there. Yeah,
there's nothing worse than drafting two quarterbacks with the same buy. Come on.
Oh, yeah. You see it so much, so you got to pay attention to that. All right, so that was the 13th round. We're headed into the 14th round. And a defensive run. Eight defenses went off before us. It's the second to last round. We got to go upside here, Josh. We just went Phillip Rivers. There's some okay wide receivers available. I'm not letting us touch another running back. I feel good with our five. Yeah. How about we go with a guy who's drafting the top 10 last year in the NFL draft, a guy that didn't play much last year, Mike Williams. He's a guy I've been targeting a lot in the best ball drafts I've been doing. You think of the big-bodied guy. Phillip Rivers just lost a big-bodied guy in Hunter Henry. Someone's got to replace him, right?
I thought you were going to say John Ross, but
I do like John Ross as well in best ball.
Mike Williams makes a ton of sense. We're picking up Phillip Rivers. I just discussed that they're going to go three wide receiver sets. They have Williams still there. They have Keenan Allen. They have Mike Williams, again, a top 10 pick like Tom alluded to. He's going to get the ball thrown to him, and he's a big-bodied guy. You have to remember what he did at Clemson. He was injured all year last year. And he's going to get his opportunities. So if you want to go upside, I'll go upside.
All right. Now it's the kicker round. Gostkowski, Tucker just went.
All right.
We got to go Greg the Leg, right?
Yeah.
Dude, make
Cairo Santos.
Yeah?
I was thinking about that, but Greg the Leg, I like that.
What about Roberto Aguayo?
Yeah. He'll be in the AAF kicking field goals only because they don't do kickoffs.
All right, so let's go over our team, do position by position.
Run it down. Quarterbacks.
We got Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers. How do you feel about that?
I like it. Two different bye weeks. Drew Brees as your starter, number one guy. If he starts having some bad weeks or if he's playing on the road, Phillip Rivers is going to be your guy. Phillip Rivers might surprise people and be a top six quarterback this year with having to go with a wide receiver heavy offense. So it'd be interesting. I like our options at quarterback.
I think we went a little early on Brees, but with how the board was going, I'd rather have Brees over. I'd rather probably go Pierre Garçon over him.
Yeah,
possibly, and get someone else with Phillip Rivers later. But Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees right there. It's a pretty good streaming option right there.
Running back.
We got Todd Gurley, Devonta Freeman, Christian McCaffrey, Rashad Penny, and Nick Chubb.
Yeah, if I could give us an A++, I would.
Super A.
Super A. So, you got to think about this. Three running backs right there from the first three that are going to get 60, 80 catches. All different buys. Your fourth running back in Penny is going to be a highly touted rookie. A different buy. You're going to have Nick Chubb, who may get the starting job later down the road.
Different buy.
So, I am ecstatic, elated. I'm using all these big words that Tim uses. I'm very happy with how this fell to us in a running back heavy draft.
Doesn't get much better.
No, definitely not.
What we did here.
Yeah, I like that. Wide receiver.
Got Mr. AR-15, Devin Funchess, Emmanuel Sanders, Chris Godwin, and Mike Williams.
So, again, like we said, we are going to take a hit somewhere.
Yep.
Obviously, that was wide receiver. But you have to remember, some of these wide receivers later down the road in fantasy seasons, they're the ones that really surprise people. Remember Robbie Anderson?
Yep.
He had a big fantasy season down the stretch late last year. Who was the other? Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
He had a very good fantasy season PPR-wise. So these are the talented guys we're taking a chance at with the Mike Williams later on. I think he could be a contributor from week 8 on, which is what we're really looking for some of these guys for.
Yeah, if AR-15 and Funchess could put up wide receiver 2 and wide receiver 3 numbers, this team's going to be dominant. Because our flex, Christian McCaffrey, puts up wide receiver 1 numbers.
And you got to remember, we are in a 2 wide receiver league here, not 3 in a flex, 2 wide receivers in a flex. So we only have to start 2 of those guys. So if you can get away with that, and like you said, Christian McCaffrey putting up wide receiver numbers, not bad.
Tight end, we only drafted 1. Kyle Rudolph, got him late. Got good value out of him. He was in the 8th round. Yeah. I like that.
I'm comfortable with Rudolph, man. You got to look at it. You got, Kirk Cousins going over there, threw the ball to his tight ends often and heavy. Rudolph was a top guy last year. I'm fine with Rudolph as our only tight end and streaming a tight end later down the season.
Yeah, with tight ends, if you don't get Gronk, Ertz, Kelsey, wait.
Yeah,
and that's what we did.
There's no reason to take 2 tight ends here. Just hold on to Rudolph. When's his bye week?
10.
So hold on to Rudolph until week 10, and then cut one of your wide receivers. That's probably what we're going to do, and then we'll pick up a tight end, plug and play, cut him, and then start Rudolph there on out.
And then defense, we got the Eagles.
Yeah, what are you going to – they have like 40 players on the defensive side of the ball. I don't even know how they have an offense.
They get after the quarterback. They cause turnovers.
Yeah.
Possibility of touchdowns. Gotta like that. And we got Greg DeLeg.
Yeah.
Who was dominant. As dominant as a kicker could be.
Lock it up.
Is on the top 5 offense. That's what you want. Both of those guys late buys as well.
This site give us a draft grade.
Josh?
Yeah?
We got a 97 out of 100 A+. I agree with them.
That's pretty good.
Normally, I don't agree with these sites. Normally, I feel like I have a badass draft, and they give me like a 88, 85. But we got an A+ draft right here.
I don't think I've ever had a 97.
In anything.
In anything.
Not even like coloring.
Not even cheating on tests. No. That right there is the definition of a running back heavy draft. You get 2 number 1 guys. You get another guy that should be a borderline 1 or 2, and then you get some value guys after that that could be the starters later down the road and could take over. That is the true definition of your running back heavy draft.
And I think we got 3 guys, or 3 running backs that we started with, all potential to be number 1 running backs in fantasy football, especially in the PPR format. Couple high upside rookies. I really like this team. I think it's pretty well balanced, even though we hit that running back spot early and often. And I think this team would be ready to compete as long as we don't get hit by that injury bug. Even if we do, I think I like the depth.
Yeah, you got plenty of depth. So with that being said, next episode, we're going to be doing a draft strategy. What are we going to do? No running back?
The zero RB.
The zero RB draft strategy, completely opposite of what we just did.
See what we like
and,
better.
And see which team we like better. Honestly, this is a team. I don't know if I'm going to like a team better than this team. We'll see, though.
It's hard to beat A+.
Yeah, we'll see. Anything else, Tom?
That is all I got.
All right, man. We are all set for Tom and me, Mr. Shits and Giggles, man. We are all set. I hope you guys enjoyed the running back heavy draft strategy that we just implemented for you. And as always, we are Pony Kick Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter, the tweeter, at Pony Kick Sports, at Pony underscore Keg underscore Tom, at Fight Talk Tim. Tim, good luck against CM Punk, also AKA Phil Brooks. Say hi to AJ Lee for us. As always, we'll see you.